Hello, and welcome to The Bottom Line, a discussion of the most important topics in healthcare supply chain, presented by O.C. Reilly. I'm P.J. O'Connor, president of O.C. Reilly, and today's topic is identifying opportunities for medical equipment management in your healthcare system. With us today are George Vunovic, Executive Vice President of Technologies, and Bill O'Connor, our founder and CEO, to talk about medical equipment management. Let's start the discussion.
The opportunity, as we started, as O.C. Reilly started to evolve, was our understanding that many purchase services represent a lot of spend, which represent a lot of opportunity to the financial bottom line. Medical equipment management, we have found, is probably the one that has as much impact as any purchase service out there, maybe the most. So for that reason, when we teamed up to go talk to these executives, we had a great deal of success when they understood what the spend was, what the financial opportunity was at the end of the day.
What's like a telltale sign that a customer needs support?
Probably the first telltale sign is if you do go into a C-suite and you mention medical equipment management and they understand what it is, if they have any pain points, they'll pretty much share those with you right out of the gate. They may not know everything that's, you know, going on in terms of operations day to day, but either the service quality is poor, or they have vendor dependency, or they have decentralized spend. They have the OR supervisor and the radiology director ordering parts and ordering services, and it's all decentralized. And usually, if they don't have any control over it, just like in supply chain, they don't have any control over that activity, it runs amok, and it the service is not up to standard, and the expense is just through the roof. So those type of places really ring true and present opportunity almost on day one.
I think it's important to note that the history there that you brought up, George, related to our time at UPMC and working together on those things. We both grew up in that organization, became executives, and worked for executives that were very supportive of what we did. Mm-hmm. And so that part of what we do today, I think, is critical, because we know how executives think. We know what their pain points are. We know when they might need coached a little bit. And probably if we hadn't had those experiences at UPMC and the support that we had there, who knows if we'd even be doing this today, but it helped us to get us to where we are.
I came from a world of clinical engineering / biomedical engineering / the new industry topic is healthcare technology management. When you leave the techie world and you start traveling with Bill and you go into the C-suites, none of those titles made any sense. We got a lot of blank stares. And Bill would basically just come out and say, we're talking about medical equipment management, MEM. So really, that's how MEM was born, OCR MEM was born. That's how it came to light. And that's sort of how we've been running with it for the last 10 plus years. Bill?
Time out. Okay. It's a time out. Because you're the one that coined the phrase.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to say that on here.
Or you're saying it right now.
Because I was kind of insulted it was called MEM, because I'm like, I'm a clinical engineer who's this MEM dude, right? But no, you were the one that brought it to light, quite honestly.
Well, I appreciate you
saying
that.
And I think it tells a good story. So.
And we will continue that story on our next podcast. Thanks for joining us on this edition of The Bottom Line. We are O.C. Reilly, and we look forward to seeing you next time.